Chapter 3. The Fen Ferry. The River Till was a wide, sluggish, clayey water, oozing out of fens, and in this part of its course it strained among some score of willow-covered, marshy islets. It was a dingy stream, but upon this bright, spirited morning everything was become beautiful. The wind and the martins broke it up into innumerable dimples, and the reflection of the sky was scattered over all the surface in crumbs of smiling blue. A creek ran up to meet the path, and close under the bank the ferryman's hut lay snugly. It was of wattle and clay, and the grass grew green upon the roof. Dick went to the door and opened it. Within, upon a foul old russet cloak, the ferryman lay stretched and shivering, a great hulk of a man, but lean and shaken by the country fever.
"Hey, Master Shelton," he said, "be ye for the ferry? Ill times, ill times. Look to yourself, there is a fellowship abroad. Ye were better turn around on your two heels and try the bridge."
"Nay, time's in the saddle," answered Dick. "Time will ride, Hugh Ferryman. I am hot in haste."
"A willful man," returned the ferryman, rising. "An you win safe to the moat-house, you have done lucky, but I say no more."
And then, catching sight of Matcham,
"Who be this?"
he asked, as he paused, blinking, on the threshold of his cabin. "It is my kinsman, Master Matcham," answered Dick.
"Give ye good day, good ferryman," said Matcham, who had dismounted and now came forward leading the horse. "Launch me your boat, I prithee. We are sore in haste."
The gaunt ferryman continued staring.
By the...